Hello, this is Grant from the Groupies Podcast and More Media. I just wanted to let you know today about our sponsor, Anchor. Anchor is a free podcasting app and website that you can access at any time. It allows you to publish, host, create, basically do anything with podcasts all for free. It's amazing. It basically runs most of And More Media, all of the podcasts that we do here. It specifically helps us at Groupies by publishing all of our podcasts everywhere where podcasts can be heard. Basically, you can use it as any regular website or podcast host where you upload your podcasts and you publish them to your RSS feed. However, Anchor is really cool in that there is a free app that you can download, Anchor, at any time to publish, produce, create your podcasts on the go. It's amazing. You should definitely go check it out. It's at anchor.fm. That's anchor.fm to visit more. All right, back to the show.
No, I'm not a writer.
Okay.
Welcome back to Groupies. I'm Tom.
I'm Hannah.
I'm Grant.
And I'm Troy Bolton.
Bet on it.
Oh.
This week, this A-side, we're not bringing you an album like we normally do. We are bringing you kind of a version of our rotation.
We're bringing you a playlist.
Yeah,
We're going to talk what we're talking.
You notice, so at the beginning of this, Tom has been wearing a hoodie.
Yeah.
That's why I followed suit.
Yeah, that's what all the cool dads are doing.
He's pissed off, yeah.
Yeah, we're talking about songs that we've been listening to.
We have
to kind of bring an interesting, different bit to what we normally do. Normally focus on one album. This time it's, you know, just a little bit of everything. It's a grab bag, if you will. So the B-side isn't going to be exactly what we normally do. We try to correlate it to the A-side. The B-side, which comes out on Wednesday, will be
It's going to be music in Sesame Street.
That's not true, but sure. So anyone want to say anything about the rotation and making it before we jump into
it? First of all, I just realized you shaved.
Yeah,
I thought you were keeping the no shave November color.
Yeah, but
did he just get too scruffy?
I had to make a good impression.
Oh.
For her parents.
Okay.
Or in her family, rather.
You just met them for the first time.
No, but her family. I don't want to show up looking like a homeless bum.
It's fine. They hate you.
She nods. She nods.
This is a sidebar, but I shaved and then I used an electric razor.
Okay.
Oh, big money
and it broke. I cut my face up a little bit, so I looked even worse.
Yes.
But you still finished the job.
Yeah, I had to buy a new one this weekend, but yeah.
That's always a bummer.
Yeah, no shave
Rest
November.
Peace.
I had to cut it short.
Mm. Well, anyways, yeah, we're talking about music. Sorry, I had to interrupt.
Oh, I want to say one thing. These will come every 5 weeks. So once we all do an album, we'll do one of these. You know,
one of these rotation episodes.
Yeah, December's going to get a little weird and maybe the beginning of January because we won't all be here physically. So we're going to pre-record some stuff, which might lead to some different kind of episodes. But this generally will be after we do, each of us brings in an album. But yeah, who wants to go first, bring in a song? How do you want to do this?
We should
bring everyone's, we could start with one person's rotation.
Okay.
Kind of run down it, and if we have any things that we want to say about it. Have a person go first, maybe.
Okay.
And then we can talk about things that we liked about it, vice versa.
And once again, you can listen to all these songs on Spotify. We have a playlist called Groupies : The Rotation. Also on our Twitter, I posted the individual tracks, as well as a link to this playlist. That is Groupies_pod. So go give that a follow, and you can follow along with us there.
Totally.
Do you just want to start at the top, or?
I think
Hannah wants to go first.
That wasn't what I was going to say. I saw Amir listening to something that was off of mine, and I was pointing to me because I wanted him to. Because he made a good face. He was like, "Oh, I dig this," and I wanted to take credit.
Gotcha.
For that.
Put Dage Loaf on this playlist.
Yeah.
I was like, "Whoa, that's not a name you expect."
Okay. First of all, so we're starting with mine, and she is on mine, and we're going to talk about that since we're already talking about her. I have heard someone pronounce it Dage Loaf, and
DJ.
I've had someone. DJ Loaf. And I've been saying DJ Loaf because the person that I heard say DJ Loaf is from Detroit, and DJ Loaf is from Detroit, and he was talking about how all his friends listen to her and like her and whatever. So I was like, this man's probably saying it correctly.
DJ Loaf.
Is it not?
It's Dage Loaf.
On Spotify, the J is capital.
It's
but
D-E-J.
Also, when you look at the pronunciation thing next to it, it says
Loaf.
Yeah. Dage Loaf.
There's no I don't like DJ. That. You could have just.
Okay, you can understand why someone. Her name. You could understand.
Real name is Dej?
It might be Deja.
You might. You can understand why he would think that though, because it's spelled cap and on Spotify it's capital D, lowercase e, and then a capital J.
But you want to know something funny that you could also do? Pull up a video of her saying her name.
Why would I okay. do that if I believed it was...
Easily.
That's...
It would have saved you from having an incident like this or a Grace Menor incident.
Oh. Wow.
They're not going to understand that, though, because Grant took it out.
Oh, shit. I mean, a Grace Menor...
Grace?
I mean,
Joyce?
Yeah, Joyce. House.
Grace.
House of Manners.
Grace Menor. Anyway, moving forward.
Okay, yeah.
Dej Loaf. RIP to that other listener from Detroit that I know who says DJ Loaf. Hopefully he figures that out. At some point, but that's not what it is. She's awesome. Like I said, she's from Detroit, and it's always cool, I think, when I find artists that are from Michigan that I really like, and I'm not just forcing myself to try to like them because they're from Michigan. I actually genuinely like her.
And you have to be a legit fan because she's not really popping like she used to be anymore.
I didn't realize how big she was until I went to her page, and I was like, what's her top song that...
I've been wearing white, feeling God. Really?
No fear is her number.
Now it is?
Yeah, it says No Fear is her number.
Back up. Back up has got the most.
It's either streams. That.
I was surprised at how big all of her songs were in general. I mean, you look at 6 or 8 million, 57
and then we got
million,
Me, You, and Hennessy.
97 million, 36 or 35 million.
The song
like, those are a lot bigger than I thought she was.
Yeah.
I feel like her numbers are almost bigger than
she
is.
Well, when I started listening to her, it was last year, and it was because I roomed with a girl from Detroit who listened to her, and she used to bump No Fear all the time. And I was like, this song is a bop. Who is this? And she was like... It's Dej Loaf.
Oh, okay, I was going to say, what did she say?
I don't actually remember. Oh, okay. I think I actually had to Shazam it one time when she was listening to it, and then I just... Hannah, that's what I do to everybody.
I'm so glad you added this song, because I'm not a fan of her. I never really was.
No?
And this song made me change my mind a little bit.
Oh, really?
The only real song
I've ever Changes is by far my favorite.
I love Changes. I'm not going to lie.
Back Up Off Me is amazing.
I was just, I've only heard Back Up Off Me
that song because... Just the way it went.
No,
like,
Try Me is my favorite song.
Back Up Off Me.
I left Try Me.
I hated that. Like,
yeah. The first song that she had, Try Me, the one that blew up for her, that's my favorite song by her. Mm. Then it goes back up.
Okay. What one did you say did you think was annoying, Grant?
Back Up.
Just the back off? Yeah. Okay. I'm trying to find...
You looking for yours?
Yeah.
You gotta go up higher.
And it's like away from everybody else's, isolated. Tom made pictures of our rotations and individual...
Well, you're past it. It's not even in the chat. R.I.P.
Oh, it's not even there.
Well...
It's in all of, do you want to know what the next, you want to know what else you got on there? You got Haze.
You're going to have to cut some of this out, Grant, because it's just randomly went astray.
There you go.
Okay. Yeah, so I really like her. She's from Detroit. If you're into listening to local artists and you're from here, I give her a listen.
I think
I really like Changes. Changes is one that was on my playlist. I say that because you might not pick that up right away if you just look into her, because it's not one of her like most popular ones on Spotify, but it's a real wholesome bop, and it just talks about progressing in your life and getting better, and like, you know, F you, I'm going through changes, dealing
with
it.
Production on that track is really good, too.
Yeah.
That's what got me.
I got some trumpets in there, too. Makes me happy.
Is it a sample on that? Changes, you know? It sounds like it's a clear sample.
Yeah, that's a sample.
I just don't know what it is.
I forgot what song that is, but it is a sample. Yeah. I recognize
it. What, the part with the trumpets?
Yeah, the intro?
Yeah.
Yeah, the...
Yeah,
that's a sample.
So good.
Okay, I also have Big Lie by Joyce
Manor. I wanted to say that Dej Loaf, I really like her voice. I feel like it's unique.
Yeah.
For me, it was like a love it or hate it.
Gosh, yeah, I agree with that. And I'm someone that loves it.
You missed her like best when she was like on top.
I mean, you can still listen to
that. Was in the top 40 for a while.
Try Me was like.
Not in Try Me, but
Back Up.
Yeah. Try Me, Back Up, and then Detroit versus Everybody.
Oh, yeah. That was on the radio.
She had a run for a little bit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then it kind of slowed down a little bit.
Wasn't she dating Big Sean too?
No. Lil Durk, Chicago rapper.
Okay, so I also have Big Lie by Joyce Manor in there. I put that on here because this is our first rotation playlist that we've been doing since I went to their concert like a month ago. And this is off of their newest album. And this is my favorite one off of their newest album by a long shot. So I wanted to put it in here because it has been in my rotation. I listened to them a lot to prep for the concert. And, you know, it was a really good time. It was great live. Also, lyrically, it's a good time. I like, you know, just your average pop punk, and they're talking about being, like, you know, sad, but also figuring out life. And also, this one's a lot about smoking weed, not gonna lie. Mm-hmm.
So what's interesting about this is I usually am not a fan of pop punk.
You actually like this one? I was expecting this conversation to just me right away move on to the next one.
It didn't really sound like pop. You're saying it's average pop punk. It didn't really sound like pop punk.
Lyrically, it's average pop punk. They're like, I'm sad. Life is a big lie. Smoking weed at 7 in the morning.
Gotcha. It sounded really rocky to me. And that's probably why I liked it more. It was. It's kind of almost sounded like traditional rock.
It's okay. So if you like that, then I would definitely recommend listening to Joyce Manor's other stuff, because "Big Lie" is a slow track for Joyce Manor. Joyce Manor actually.
I don't know if I told you this, but I've actually seen them live in concert.
You have? You told me you saw Modern Baseball, which pissed me off because he saw them before they broke up, and now they're gone, and now I can't see them anymore.
I didn't even like the concert.
They're never coming back either.
I know. I heard you say that like 3 times, but I was really trying to brush past it.
It was rough.
Anyway, yeah, that's a slower track for them, but it's a good one. And then I also have "And July" on there. So 2 out of my 8 of my rotation are Korean pop, because we just did that. We just did those episodes where I brought in the Korean pop that I liked. So I had to put, you know, some of that in my rotation because it relates to the episode we just did. And Dean is actually on here, but he's on here as not his usual self.
Okay, I thought that was Dean because it was Dean TRPL, and I was like,
okay, so one of them is, it's actually just like a cover that Dean is doing. Dante's Creek, that's a cover.
It
comes from an indie hip-hop band out of California. Their name is blanking for me right now, but they took Dawson's Creek and they changed it Dante's Creek, I think, because one of the members' names is Dante. Huh. But yeah, it's actually since he's an indie artist in Korea, he likes to listen to indie hip hop artists in America, and so he did that. But that's not even like a retake on it; like it's a flat out, it's like a cover. He just went in and recorded it. Anyway, like Dawson's Creek was like a vibe back in the 90s, but he took this like
I fucking love They.
Yeah, so they did that song, and he just did...
What?
Such a wild group name.
Yeah. Fucking love it's They. It's They Dot. Like, they it's very dot. Weird and out there, but
so it's like
great.
It's like him and then her. There's already all
so
these
So I put
artists
that on here because we could talk about both of them, because I was like, that's talking about Dean, and then it's also talking about They, which is like an indie hip-hop artist. Amir keeps laughing at their name.
It's talking about Dean, it's also talking about They, and like, you know...
Do you remember that? What was that? It was an album that we listened to way long ago. It was like a house.
Them.
Sophie Tucker.
Yeah. They have, who the fuck is They?
Yeah.
That's exactly what I was thinking of, actually.
I don't give a fuck about They.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Who the fuck is They?
I don't know why that made me think of it.
Anyway, it was.
That made me think of that, too.
Yeah.
The song is a vibe for me. Like, that chorus is just something that I want to, like, sing. It's a good one. You guys don't know how hard it is for me on this pod to just not randomly sing like samples of stuff that I'm talking about, because I sing everything I listen to, but I'm not going to put you through that. So we have Dante's Creek on there as Dean's cover of They. And then we also have "And July," which is a female K-pop bop going on here. Hazy, we talked about.
Oh, Hazy.
Yeah, I think gotcha. So. I watched an interview. Hazy. I watched
it was
an.
Haze.
No, I watched an interview where she was brought up. It was actually a Dean interview, and they were talking to them about his work with her. And the interviewer pronounced it Haze, but put like an emphasis on the end. So I think it's Hazy, but I could be wrong. Anyway, she's really good. It's spelled Heize if you want to look at it, by the way. And July is one of her 2 most popular ones. I think that it's really great. And then she also has Dean on there as a feature. They do a lot of work together. I think her voice is beautiful. She's one of my favorites when it comes to female Korean artists. She's like Dean in the way where she's not huge, but she's also not insignificant.
Okay.
Gotcha. So, and then... I was lying.
The next song?
No. Oh. 3 out of my 10 or 3 out of my 8 were K-pop, because I forgot about Mic Drop. I put some BTS in there for y'all, and I totally forgot about it. Okay,
I don't like BTS.
Well, that's...
Do you like them? They don't have lyrics.
And there, I said it.
I mean, they have lyrics, but you don't understand
them. The only that's song funny that I like from them is Wasted on Me, which is their new one with Steve Aoki.
With no lyrics?
No, it's in English.
It's funny really? That you say I don't like BTS, because when we did the Dean episode really and you guys were talking about how you didn't like Dean, I said, I went easy on you. These are my exact words. I said, I could have made you listen to a 20-song BTS album. And Grant, and I quote, says, I would have been fine with that.
He would have been upset.
And made it sound like cried. He would have rather done that. Fine. And now he's like, cried. I don't like here. BTS, Hannah. Got to be
let
real.
Me have a response. Like, this is a political debate.
Okay.
My time.
Okay.
All right, Grant.
I'm always open that. For exploration.
Show me that.
Okay.
So that was where I was coming from. There. I was,
okay.
I was always
so you already knew
and
you
I
didn't
like some other tracks by BTS. However,
the only reason that I bleh. The only reason that I put Mic Drop on there, not that I don't like Mic Drop because I do, is because it's one of the Amir's blowing his nose right now. It's one of the harder, more hip hop based ones. It's not so.
Isn't that one of their bigger songs too?
No, actually, no, it's not. I put it on there because I thought.
Do they have big songs?
There was at least.
No, that was not a diss. I was asking it like a joke.
They're like the number. They're actually probably a large majority of the reason that K-pop is like assimilating wow. American culture right now because BTS has so
that's
many popular
a shot
songs.
At the rest of you K-pop folks.
I mean, it's, they already know though. They received the shot. Anyway, Mic Drop's a hip-hop heavy one. You can listen. They have like a trilogy of. There's one called "Love Yourself Her," "Love Yourself Tear." I don't know. Love it's yourself. A trilogy. It's off of that. Listen to that if you like that.
Move yourself.
So I also put on, going back to pop punk sound, because we were talking about Joyce Manor with Big Lie, I off of their newest album, The Story So Far also recently dropped a new album, and I put Upside Down on my rotation, which is off of The Story So Far's newest album, Proper Dose.
I'm not going to lie. Yeah. They sound, them and Joyce sound the same.
Okay.
Lead singer wise.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's, I respect your opinion. I mean.
But fuck you.
Wow.
She said it.
She finally
said it. I don't think that, I'm only saying that because I listen to both of them a lot and like I can distinguish them, but I guess that's
we're actually
just
talking about in the car right up here how like there's some genres like if you're already not invested, like
you can't tell
it's hard
difference.
To distinguish the artist unless you like listen to it at times.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree with that.
I mean, if you don't listen to hip hop, then a lot of hip hop sounds the same.
I mean,
if you
some
don't
people
listen
think
to
Panic!
At
the Disco and
of...
Fall Out Boy sound like the same band. And people, as someone that's listened to
well,
them, like, how do you
it
even
just
get
feels
them
like,
mixed
how
up?
Do you like, even... it just, it, like, it's, I don't know. It's like this. They all have, like, the same, like, kind of whiny-ish.
I agree.
I will.
Just a smidge.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, they're going to cry, but not really.
That's kind of the aesthetic.
Yeah.
With, Anyway, with that music, I will say in Amir's defense that maybe not so much the voices I think sound the same, but both of these songs have the same speed and tone to them instrumentally.
Yeah.
I put that on there because The Story So Far, kind of like I said, Big Lie that I put on there was a slower one for Joyce Manor. Upside Down is definitely a slower one for The Story So Far. I would say more dramatically than when we're looking at Joyce Manor because The Story So Far gets into post-hardcore. Which is like basically screaming. I prefer to say post-hardcore because, you know, some metal people
like
get upset about using metal or screamy where it's not appropriate. But that's what it is. And that's what half of Proper Dose is and half of every The Story So Far album that's out. And I almost put If I Fall on there because it was seasonally appropriate. And because they talk about they talk about the season and they also talk about...
it's wintertime.
Yeah, lyrically it's to get better by fall. Will you be there if I fall? It's a really good one. Amir shaking his head. Yeah, I know.
I won't be.
We're there. All alone in the world. That's why we listen to pop punk and cry, but don't cry about it. Upside Down is a slower one because I didn't want to put the screaming one on there because I wasn't sure how you guys would react. So I didn't do that.
Honestly, next time.
Just do it. Just go for it.
Dude, this is what you're listening to. If you're listening to the screamy stuff,
I'll be in the car and I'll be like, "Whoa!"
Okay, I'm gonna put some counterparts on there.
I appreciate the soft intro though.
And just see
is that
how
the group name?
No, counterparts is you said if you listen to screamy, put screamy on. And the hardest stuff I've been listening to lately is this band called Counterparts, and
see?
That's all they are.
That's what my question was: is that the group name? Every group name could be either just like a actual sentence in like. You're talking, or it could be like the group name. It would be like, yeah, so that's the story so far. And I'd be like, is that like it?
Wait.
But then you're like, no, that's the band.
So far,
like,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah, it
like,
is.
Oh, or you'd be like, oh, that's a big lie. And I'd be like, is that?
Upside Down is a really interesting song lyrically. It's just talking about like falling out of love with someone and how when you remember you used to be in love with them, it's so weird that it almost feels like everything is upside down. Berkeley's on Fire is the next one I have on there by Swimmers. Freaking love Swimmers. I saw Swimmers when I was at Riot Fest a couple months ago, and seeing them live made me love them even more than I already did. Berkeley's on Fire is their newest song, unless they put one out in the last month. Then it's their newest. They had just put it out a couple days before I saw them. Berkeley's on Fire is a freaking bop. Also, lyrically, it's a political statement.
I like this song a lot.
I know you do. So talk about it, Tom.
Okay, I do like this song a lot. I just think I like the upbeat rock. It's very raw.
Yeah.
And the guitar work is excellent. And like,
yes, the guitar work in this song. You can see them like almost picking at the chords because it's such distinguished.
Yeah. My thing is, does this guy actually have a lisp or does he just sing like that?
Really? You were paying attention to the lyrics?
I was. I don't know, they do that sometimes.
Wow. So I don't actually know because I've never heard him.
That's like just my
speaking.
One gripe is because I'm like, it's like song like hits so hard like lyrically and like with all this the instrumentally and then it's just like lispy and I'm like, this is kind
of your brand.
Doesn't match everything else. Like you can have a lisp and be a rock star, but still, I was.
I don't. I've only listened to him sing. I've never heard him speak.
Tom doesn't like people with lisps.
This just in title of the episode.
So lyrics and lisps.
It felt like
today's,
it was fake.
This week's A side.
It might not
Tom
have been.
Tom doesn't like people with lisps.
The two L's, lyrics and licks.
I'm not like
lisps.
A huge fan of
He's
Swimmers.
Not pro.
I'm not like a huge fan of Swimmers as a whole. Like I guess I shouldn't say that. I haven't listened to a whole lot of their stuff.
I think that you
Is it because
should.
He has a lisp that
because
you don't listen
Drive,
to?
Because the album Drive it. North is like, oh my gosh, I love it so much. And it's the type of indie that I think you would like because it's all pretty upbeat instrumentally and original sounding and happy and fun minus like I don't know like
minus
two,
the lisp
maybe
you
like
can
two
get past
songs
that.
On the album anyway I put that on there. I think everyone should listen to Swimmers.
Wait,
they're up and coming.
Yeah, the same.
Also
oh
related
I wanted to say so I was like this band sounds like Fiddler. I showed Tom them
yeah
and the they're produced by a guy from Fiddler, so that's interesting.
Yeah, they're also so Joey.
I feel like I have heard some of these songs before when you mentioned it.
Joey
originally.
Armstrong, Billy Joe Armstrong's son, mm-hmm. He's the drummer in
no
this
shit.
Band. And I bring that up because later when we talk about Tom's rotation and we talk about the band Mount Eddy, Jacob Danger is in that band, which is Billy Joe Armstrong's other son.
Oh, really? Because I remember you mentioning this band and saying like, got Billy Joe Armstrong's son. Then when I mentioned Mount Eddy, you said his son was in that one too. And I was like, oh, did I get the bands mixed up? But
no,
they're
he
both.
He has two sons. Joey Armstrong is the drummer in Swimmers, and Jacob Armstrong is a singer songwriter.
Jacob Danger?
Danger. But yeah, sometimes he shows up on the web as Jacob Danger. Sometimes it's Jacob Armstrong. But if you look it up, if you Google I'm Jacob Danger, it shows up like as his name. It's great stuff.
Yeah, I mean, that's,
Billy
a, pretty,
Joe Armstrong
that's a pretty good rock star.
Would
name
his son that. Yep. Anyway, the last one that I saved to last is from The Rex, and I saved that for the last because The Rex is also on Tommy's, and so I thought we could talk about the comparison segue, there. Yeah. I started listening to The Rex because of Tommy, because he showed me them like a month or so ago, and
you
I noticed.
Went to their concert, right?
I was just there on Wednesday in Grand Rapids.
We're definitely going
to
have to talk about yours next because it's just like I've made two connections to yours already.
You
I put the song on there, even though I saw that Tom already put The Rex on his, just because Tom has, he has one by The Rex, which is really good, but he didn't have my favorite one by them. And I was like, if we're all listening to The Rex, then we need to listen to James Dean. Cause
personally,
that's my fave.
I feel like this is a really good one. I feel like you could put pretty much they only have 8 songs right now. You could probably put 7 of them on my rotation.
Wow. What's the one bad one?
Revolution is not as good. It's the only one they didn't. Since I went to the concert, I mentioned it. It's the only one they didn't perform as it is recorded. That they stripped it down and made it a one man type deal, which I thought served it well. But Revolution is my least favorite.
So yeah, I put James Dean on there because I think that it is a banger. It is very uplifting. This is one of these, I've said this off air before, but you know those commercials where people are listening to music and they're so happy that you just see them candid with their headphones on, like bopping around? That's me with this song. Like, there have been times that I've just randomly danced down the hallway to James Dean because I was just trying to focus, but I couldn't because it's such a bop.
That's crazy.
I just had to jump around.
On Spotify, the first artist is Swimmers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're all really close.
Berkeley's On Fire gives that same type of vibe, in my opinion, that James Dean gets off to.
It has a lot of energy. And it's not even like, you talk about like, Berkeley's On Fire is like lyrically charged and has like impressive guitar work, and like this song is just like solid and energetic, and it's like just the whole idea of like the whole I know James Dean heart throb, all that stuff.
But at the same time, he like thinks he kind of is because he thinks he's like
bad
how
hair, black
I'm so
jeans.
Cool with my bad hair and my black jeans, and I'm like, what a punk rock vibe! It's not a punk rock song, but I feel like he's talking about like pop punk kids just with their jeans and their problems.
So they sound
James Dean.
They sound a lot like the Wombats.
Ooh, I disagree.
Just with a different singer.
Oh, I disagree.
Do you like the Wombats?
Really?
I know
he
this is off topic, but you do? Okay.
Yeah, the Beautiful People Ruin Your Life is one of my favorite albums.
Maybe
earlier
year. Wombats then, but I'm getting that vibe.
Is Wombats who sings Let's Talk About Joy Division?
Yeah. Yes. Early Wombats.
It's like the only one I know
album. By them. I guess it's similar to that.
That's only really what I've listened to from the Wombats.
We listened... We listened to Beautiful People Ruin Your Life.
Yeah, I vaguely remember that. I think I might have skipped it.
But we didn't have tables when we were listening to it.
It's much different. It's still like a rock album. But if you go back to like that first album, which is like, I don't even know what it's called. But it's like that song and like...
I think it's self-titled.
Maybe. Kill the Director and like all that stuff. It is a lot similar to this.
Okay.
I agree with that.
Okay, yeah.
So that rounds off... my rotation. I had a fair share of K-pop to relate to the episode that we did of my album. I had lots of upbeat indie music when it comes to the Rex and Swimmers. And then I also had to bring it back home to my whiny pop punk boys with some Joyce Manor and some The Story So Far. And also I threw in Dish Loaf because I do listen to a lot of hip hop. Most of my hip hop is pretty like mainstream, so I didn't feel like putting on the rotation because I'm like, y'all have already heard this. I just listen to a lot of I've been bumping Scorpion, even though that's not new, but that's what I've been doing.
Can I ask you this?
Yeah.
You had to pick one song out of your eight, and you're like, if you're listening to any of them, listen to this one. What would it be?
I think that the most original and most audience friendly, I don't know about audience friendly, but I'm going to say Berkeley's On Fire by The Swimmers. Because if you listen to that song all the way through and not just for the poppy chorus, it is original not only instrumentally, but vocally at the end, he literally goes crazy. And there's just him just ad lib, like screaming and having a good time. And he does the exact same thing live. Anyway, I would say that one, because not only do I think it's an awesome song, but I think that it's an awesome band that you should listen to if you haven't before.
I would agree with that. I like that one a lot. Okay. Going to mine then?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
All right. The first song I have is I Love Robert Smith by Mount Eddy.
I have one question about this, but you can go into it.
I was just going to say, since I don't listen like lyrically as much, I don't have a ton to say. I like Mount Eddy. I've listened to some of their other stuff. Really like Chroma is a good song by them. I like their sound. I previously said that about who did I say about Swimmers? It's raw.
Yeah.
I think at least this recording of this track is like super raw. It sounds like very like garage band.
Sounds
sounding.
Very lo-fi.
Yeah, I like that a lot, and I like Robert Smith as a person because I like The Cure, and I like that whole.
Oh, is that who? Oh.
Yeah.
Guess I should have read the lyrics, huh?
He's like,
my favorite thing.
Tom didn't do it either. He didn't
I will
it.
Say.
He said she hates The Cure and I don't fuck with that. I'm like, yeah.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Is just.
I listened to some lyrics, but this
Robert
is one.
Smith was right. She hates The Cure. I don't fuck with you. Baby girl, what is wrong with you?
Yeah.
Like, okay.
It's like, not yeah, like it's not nothing crazy, but I just like that because I am a fan of The Cure.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And I like the sound overall of it. Is there something you wanted to say? Maybe?
No, not about this particular song. It's a song later on.
That's
in the
actually
playlist.
Jacob Danger that we were just talking about on the cover right there. Amir, with his eyes just blacked out by the Mount Eddy logo.
It's good for him.
I do like this song a lot. I like that. What's he say? What's his like big thing? Was it bad boy or is it sad boy or
sad boy?
Sad. I like that part. Like hits me every time. It's like I don't know. That one feels like it has a lot of emotion in it.
Yeah. Just can't listen to sad boys actually sounding like real sad boys though, because then we just get Amir over here going, "Are they gonna cry? Are they not gonna cry?" I don't know. I didn't like it.
I'm just saying, you never know with their music.
I'll jump around a little bit since we talked about the Rex. We'll jump down to that song.
I'm just saying though, to round out that song, lyrically, I just so relate to this man just randomly being like, "Oh, this person I'm talking to doesn't like
this band,
this music. I don't fuck with you."
I dig it. Vertigo is a really strong song.
So
I'm surprised it's not more popular because I like this a lot.
Good. I think their top song on Spotify is "Favorite Liar."
Yes, it is.
By a fairly wide margin. Panic Vertigo is my favorite song from them. I just like how it starts out really like acoustic and plucky, and then it like "Enough is Enough." That whole bit right there, where it's like building up to it, is like so strong, and it's like such a like a what's it a reveille?
Yeah,
it's really like that. It really builds me up. I really like this, and this was like so. I'll talk about it now since we're on mine. I won't take up your time. But when I went to the concert, this was like their third song they played. What I wanted to mention is that like, so this is the third song they played. Obviously they knew Favorite Liar is their biggest, so they like saved that for towards the end. But I think it's interesting is like that song is their biggest, but you had a song on there that was your favorite, and I have a song on here that's my favorite, which is Panic Vertigo, and yours was James Dean. Two different songs, neither of which are their actual top song, which I think that says a lot about their quality of their music, is that like it's all good.
And I will say James Dean is their second by a pretty wide margin. Their second most popular. Yeah.
Panic Vertigo is at least in the top five.
Panic Vertigo is the fifth. On Spotify anyway.
This is totally unrelated to the song, but they really need to work on their album covers.
They only have one real-ish album, but they do.
The first one looks really, the really, robot? Really stereotypically the robot? Indie. The second one is, I don't know, it looks like someone just got Photoshop. And then the third one looks like something.
With the third
like
one?
Stereotypically indie. It's a bunch of cars on the side of a road with a man in a robot suit for no reason. Other than
like,
maybe he wants to.
That wasn't appealing to me.
I take that
at
back.
All.
Maybe he just wanted to
single?
Be a robot.
That's a single
it's
cover.
Favorite Liar, the single cover. Okay. Yeah. And then the Panic Vertigo, that picture looks like I've seen it before on like Google Images for some reason.
I agree.
Am I?
Here's something about the first one, which is, has the robot on it. Yeah. It's not a great cover, but they're like, that robot is like their mascot.
Is it really?
Yeah. So they have.
They should use it more then. Like, it's a cool concept.
I was
going to
say, they sell like, at their merch, they sell like necklaces that are the robot and stuff like that.
So what the fuck? Okay, so I guess they stuck with the robot thing a little bit on the kid.
They could have done more. I went to the concert and it was like a really small venue. Is that Pyramid Scheme? I don't know if you guys have been there.
I love Pyramid Scheme.
Yeah, it's a really cool place. It's really, really small venue. So I went to
Pyramid Scheme's where a lot of Spewed always plays.
We went to, what was the other one we went to? Where Watsky was.
Shelter?
No, it was the other one in Grand Rapids. It's like right down the street.
Electricity? I don't know.
Is it it's a small one in downtown Grand Rapids? Yeah. Is it the Stash?
No.
Mustard?
No. Anyways, it was a smaller venue than when I went to previously. And it was a really good show. And we showed up, they had the two openers, and they had Deal Casino and Bad Flower. And Bad Flower's pretty popular right now because they have a song called Ghost, and they went around James Corden. So a lot of people were there for them, but they weren't the headliner. So like that band played and they all left and we got to get super close and they put on like such a great show. The Rex did. It was like super energetic. And since they only have 8 songs, they said they have 32 minutes of released content and they can't play for 32 minutes as a headliner. So they played like 3 or 4 like unreleased songs, which were amazing as well. And then they capped it off by doing, "Are You Gonna Be My Girl?" By Jet.
Oh, and it was, I love that song.
Cool, it was their encore, and it was like amazing.
That's cool.
Seriously, like the venue was so small. Like I've been to like bigger concerts before, and there's something less personal about it. And like having everyone right there and being like 5 to 10 feet away from the stage, yeah, and having the artist be right there.
Like you were right next to him.
You feel like it was there's like a different small electricity in there. And it was such a good show. And they
it was
were,
like
they
a
were
concert
so,
in a basement.
Yeah, they were super, super fun to watch.
That's cool.
It's I'd like cute. To just say on a side note really how cute. Pumped Grant got out of nowhere with the mention of Jet. He just yeah. shot
oh,
right
that.
Up physically.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I know, because last year I sent something in the groupies chat
we about, talked about the
Black Hearts on Fire. Mm-hmm. And then I remember Grant just doing something in all caps about someone who likes Jet.
Well, I remember we talked, this is a sidebar, in our
Pitchfork.
But
remember
they said that one of Pitchfork's earlier reviews was of Jet, and it might have been that album, and the review was a monkey peeing in its mouth. That was the whole thing.
I don't remember that at all, but that's
yeah.
I don't remember any
right.
of this.
Pitchfork.
You guys have another group chat.
No, it was.
This was no, this was like, well, at least when I was talking about Jet, that was last academic year. So, anyway.
Yeah. So, I really like the Rex. I think, seriously, they don't have a lot of music out right now. Mm-hmm. And like I said, of their 8 songs, I think 7 of them are like amazing. And that last one's not like bad, but it didn't like make my playlist or anything. And their stripped down version that they played live was like really good. I would listen
yeah,
to that one more.
I'm definitely looking forward
I
to
I think Panic
releases.
Vertigo is a good anthem for any college student who's stressing out about finals right now. Because I was listening to Panic Vertigo today and I was like, you know, who also has Panic Vertigo and thinks enough is enough is enough?
Depressed.
Me.
I really like in these rock
no,
songs.
No, it's not depressed. It's
oh,
anxious.
I never said that.
I thought that's what you just said.
No.
What'd you say?
He just
said.
I really like I really like in these rock songs
You're
like this where
this
they
time.
Like they're like super hard and then they like kind of break it down and it's like just the acoustic and then they like build it all the way up again to like that hard, you know, headbanger. It's like it's super fun to ride that wave.
Yeah.
And then I guess switching it up a little bit to my next song is I'm Fine by Hazel English.
Oh yeah.
Good
jam.
Hazel.
This is one I debated taking off the playlist, not because I didn't like it, but just because there are other songs I feel like I listen to more, but I feel like this is such a unique song and she's such a powerful artist that I feel like I had to put it on there. This song is like, so a lot of times when I mention like a lot of pop artists, like Elle Goulding or however you pronounce her
Ellie
name.
Goulding.
Yeah, and like Halsey and that kind of thing. They have like this certain like whiny-ish voice mm-hmm. and there's like an ethereal quality to it. And like this music as a whole is like so, it's like a dream and it reminds me a lot of like, it's very autumnal. I really like this song and it's like super unique. I feel like I've never heard music that is like this before.
Yeah. As I was like driving to class, I would throw on this playlist and like when the song would come up, I was like, yeah, this is like fall wrapped up. Nice little indie fall thing that we got going on, but yeah, this is a dope song. I actually listen to some other of her songs too. And
oh yeah,
yeah.
I haven't listened to much for other work, but I really like this one.
Yeah, it's solid.
I like her voice.
Moving on to Benzos and Cigarettes by Rad Horror. This is
I liked this one a lot.
This might be my favorite one on my rotation.
It's so good.
It reminds me a lot of like the 80s, 90s alternative rock, like The Cure that we were just talking about. And I really like that sound and I love this guy's voice a whole lot. And I really actually this is one where I do really like the lyrical content of it. It's like a love song, like I want to say like an understanding love song because it's like, well, I hope we get together, but I really just hope that we find somebody. And I think that's such a good I think that's like a solid message
then,
to
yeah,
convey.
It is
very 80s in this
with dude. The if you need somebody, I'm somebody too. I was like, that's charming.
That'd be the word I'd say. It's a charming song. Yeah.
I
really
charming
like
group.
That one.
But thank
yeah.
you next.
Yeah. I've listened to a little bit of Red Horror's other stuff. Nancy Sinatra is pretty good. From what I've listened to it, none of it is as good as this. This is like easily my favorite by them.
Yeah. It's a solid anthem.
Yeah.
I really like it.
Very 80s.
I liked this one so much that I clicked on Rad Horror and tried to listen to some of their other songs.
Did you have the same experience as me where you listened to like one or two?
Did you think I said Rad Horror?
Yes.
I said Rad Horror.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
Did you have the same experience as me where you clicked on it and listened to it and you're like, this is not, doesn't have the same
vibe. What I wanted
vibe.
It to be, it's not that I clicked on it. I wasn't disappointed, but I also wasn't enthused. Like, I'm not sure.
You're one of the 80s band.
Like, I think their number one most popular on Spotify is Mad at the World, is what it is. It's not bad, but it's also not. It's not
good.
Like this one. It doesn't make me want to listen to it again. So.
Yeah.
Moving on. My next one is Monster by Magic Bronson. I think Magic Bronson is like such a weird Grant, you could probably talk about them more than me. At this point, you've probably listened to them more than I have.
Yeah.
But they're such a weird band where they just kind of are all over the place, even within their own songs.
Yeah. What's crazy is I heard this song and I went straight into their discography and I added all of it to my playlist.
Oh, like, crazy.
It was a massive hit for me.
Whoa. I mean, they don't have a ton, but they do have enough to make like that substantial.
Yeah. They have a lot of cool sounds going on, and there's really like, generally, they do have some similar. They sound a lot like.
You can say Robert DeLong again.
Robert DeLong in some ways.
I love Robert DeLong.
I think they also have like a postmodern vibe to them at times. Really like electronic at times. Also can transfer over to like indie rock.
Yeah, I agree.
And it's just blending it together. It's and they have some good lyrics in some of these songs. Monster. I was surprised Monster isn't higher because I like. Really enjoyed that song. I also liked Nervous by them.
Yeah, I like Nervous and Fences and Knock It Off.
Sounds like a good white homecoming song.
So they have this song start has that bit that like I guess is guitar that like super
at the beginning.
Yeah, that like it's like very synthesized or someone's hitting a whammy bar or something. But it like is so it's just such a good it's almost it's almost like a percussion in nature, and I love that kind of sound and it like the energy that it brings.
Yeah,
I almost wish they'd have stuck with that because it has that breakdown where it's very like twinkly.
Who does it remind me of? Oh, it sounds this sounds like very much like indie in general.
Yeah,
that's and then it. You pops back into like the like right in your face. Yeah, I wish they made more like this song because this was this was cool.
Because even this song is like. Yeah, like you said, it's indie, it's got rock, it's electronic, it's got all that. And then if you go to like Knock It Off, it's like indie hip hop which is like not, they're really fluid.
Yeah.
And they do a lot of it really well. And I like that a lot.
Yeah. About they're doing some really cool stuff. I'm a big fan. You should listen to them. I endorse them.
I do as well. My next song is by Foster the People, Worst Nights.
Sell out.
Yes.
Sell out.
You get one follow and you lose your fucking mind.
Thanks for the people for following us. No, we actually, so this track released like the week that we did the Foster the People episodes. And Grant was like, what do you think of this song? And I remember I listened to it and I was like, I'm not really sure about it. But then you said, what do you think of it? Listen to it again. And I was like, you know what? I do kind of feel this. And then I've listened to it a lot more since then. And I really like it. I think doing those episodes kind of opened me up more to their stuff because I was so hung up on like the sound of Torches. And like as a band, they deserve to be able to evolve and make music they want. And I feel like this is, sounds nothing like their original stuff.
It doesn't. I actually like it more.
More like SHC, but it's still like a really good song.
I did not get Red Hot Chili Peppers from it, actually.
I said SHC.
Oh.
Sacred Hearts Club, that's an album from them. Okay. RHCP.
I didn't hear the H, but I thought you said RCP. And I was just kind of going off that. No.
That there's none of that.
I was like, I know. I was like, I don't know if I agree with that.
I like the. I don't know.
I like Worst Nights actually better than the majority of Torches songs.
Damn.
They're like two Torches songs, two or three. When we talked about that album, that I really liked, but every time this would come on the rotation playlist, I would get really hype about it.
Did you ever look at the subreddit and see what their response to this song was?
No. Did you?
No, I didn't. I'm just curious.
I didn't.
It's a very new sound for them. I'm wondering if they think it's awful or amazing.
I don't know. I like the whole like lo-fi thing that they're like embracing. That's like such a popular thing.
I also there's like some hip hop vibes in there at times too, which they never have done before. So it was a really cool sound. And then you have Mark Foster's voice, which is like incomparable. So.
Yeah, I agree.
I loved it.
I love that one too.
It's a good step for them, I think.
Yeah.
And the last song I have is "The Night Is Calling" by Weathers. Which Weathers is my next to the Rex are probably my favorite band right now. They have some really, really good stuff. I started listening to them with their first single they released a long time ago called Happy Pills, which I almost put on here. And that sounds nothing like this, I don't think, but it's like super good as well. They released like an EP, or they released two EPs and they combined them and released an album. But there's so many good songs in the album. That song album's like a fantastic, is fantastic musically. This one I picked because a lot of the other stuff is like more rocky, and this one has like a really good electronic influence that I really like. That vocal stutter in the beginning before it switches up to the drum beat is like incredible to me. I love that. It's one of my favorite. It's just one of my favorite like musical, I guess, transitions that I've ever heard. And it like sends it into it really well. I really like this song.
I'm gonna
really like Weathers.
Like if I were to be walking down New York in a street and hear some songs coming out of a club or a concert, like mm-hmm. hall, I feel like I'd be hearing Leathers.
See, yeah. I thought
very much embodies that for me.
No, I club. Thought I
not,
said I,
not club, sorry, just venue.
I said yeah. a nice coming of age story movie. This would be in like, but like on a happier scene, like where everything's it. Okay before it goes.
If you
bad.
Like this song, I you like should listen to some of their other stuff on this album because on Kids in the Night, because a lot of it you'd probably even you honestly you'd probably like it more because it's much more in the vein of like the Rex.
Who's Freddie Mercury?
Yeah,
who's this guy?
I was gonna say I like it, but even with their other singles, just to be an antagonist, I will say that the three that Tom like introduced us. Two lately was Weathers, the Rex, and the Freights or the Frights. How do you pronounce that?
Oh, I sent to you the Frights. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, I like listened to the Frights and the Rex a lot, but Weathers didn't really catch with me. Mm. Like I don't dislike them, but I didn't like that.
I listened to that one song from the Frights. That what was it? Crutch, and I couldn't get anything else they did.
Oh really?
Yeah.
I really like a lot of. Their other singles, and I thought that they were on here, on yours, mm-hmm. and they were
Weathers
not.
Weathers made an appearance on Now That's What I Call Music.
Which song?
Oh.
Happy Pills? Happy Pills. It's Volume a really 6. Good song. Have you listened to Happy Pills?
No.
Holy you'd probably shit, like it. It's much more probably what you'd it. Listen to. Happy Pills is really good. Like I said, I almost put it on there.
It's 2 years
it's
ago.
A great song. It's an old song. They had a huge gap between them, between this album and that song, and I don't think they sound anything alike. But if you like the song or you like Vig or you like any, even the Rex, you should go listen to some of the other, Weathers other music because it's really good, I think. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's all I got. If I had to recommend one song, oh, that'd be so hard. But like I said, my favorite was probably Benzos and Cigarettes.
All right, then
so
that's it.
So I'd recommend that one.
There we go.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Benzos and Cigs. I'm pro that.
All right, Amir, you want it?
Oh, I don't care. It's up to you.
I think
me.
You should do it.
Go, Amir, go.
Or I can.
It's I don't care.
I already told him to go.
Yeah.
Go, Amir, go.
You're up. All right. You're up at the bat.
So the first song I chose, well, these are like seven songs that are like in my rotation, but they're really, to be honest, they're not even in my rotation anymore. Like it's a little dated, mm-hmm. this rotation, because I've moved on to like a different sound.
But keep your rotation up to date then, Amir.
I will say that's the issue with like it's having 5 weeks between us is like, and also this being our first one is this kind of like, yeah, a build up of a lot of stuff we wanted to talk about.
Added all these songs right when we made this playlist like 4 weeks ago and yeah. then didn't add anything
yeah,
again.
Yeah, no, it's complete. So. Like I've completely moved on, but let me, you know, transform myself into me 5 weeks ago.
Okay.
So 5 weeks ago.
I'm with part of you 5 weeks ago.
All right. So 5 weeks ago, I was really into Feels Like Summer by Childish Gambino. And every now and then it's a solid wake up song. Even though it's like, you know, you wake up. For me, it's like I'm waking up and I'm about to go to class. I play this song. I get dressed, ready to go, and then I just walk. Even though it's cold as fuck outside.
The music video is literally Gambino walking.
Yes,
it's the perfect walking
literally,
song.
Literally, yeah, it's the perfect walking song. I act like it's not cold. This is my walking to class song. My walking back from class is Queen. What's that fucking song? Nah, this is a sidetrack.
Don't stop me now.
Yes, literally that. Yep. Yes.
By Queen.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, so then.
You know what? I really dig Childish Gambino. Do you know what I don't really dig? The majority of Childish Gambino's newer music.
I don't like this. I'll be honest with you. I'll preface this. I didn't like.
Oh, you don't like slow music. So
I didn't like
completely
almost
did
any
not
of
think
this
you.
Music. There's one song on here that I did like.
I did not think you would like most of this because one, it's slow.
This is why we're all good, guys, because we got all these different music tastes.
Yeah,
you
no.
know?
I did not go into this like hoping that Tom would listen to anything.
Oh, that's fair.
Because I'm like, you're not going to like any of this because it's not.
I have no
some
hope
of it is slow.
Anymore.
Yeah, some of it is slow and you're not into slow music.
No, I can dig some of Childish Gambino's slower music. I didn't dislike this one, but I also wasn't huge on it.
Oh, I'm not a huge Childish Gambino song. This is like the one song. And his last album. And that's it.
His last album is your favorite album by him?
Awaken no, not the love. Whole. Sort of. Like, some of it's good. Some of it is like, eh. How was that
as far as that album goes,
I've
and
not
slow
heard it
music
in a
goes,
year.
Redbone off of that song, off
it's
of that
good.
Album is a jam.
Yeah.
I hate that album. Every song.
But it's
even
slow.
Redbone?
No, he does not like slow music. We've been over
also,
this.
Also, my roommate that I have when that came out, like, listened to this nonstop, and I was like, let me try to get into it. Let me try to get into it. And I was like, this blows.
Tom needs at least like 120 BPM for him to be like, I'm into this.
I need like one song in there to really hit, and then I'm good. But
none of them. I'm not giving you upbeat this time. 5 weeks ago, I was not feeling upbeat.
There's one that's sort of upbeat.
That's
the one that I did.
And I know it is because it's the least one with the least amount of lyrics, and it's basic as fuck. But moving on to Yacht Club. Featuring Juice WRLD and Lil Yachty. This was a banger at the time 5 weeks ago. I fucking love this song. I fucking love this song.
Lil Yachty on Yacht Club.
Yeah.
This is the most Lil Yachty song I've ever heard.
It is. It is very Lil Yachty like.
Beat and everything he says, yeah.
Okay.
It's not as upbeat though. No. I have listened to like more Forever World at the time. It's the only one where I'm like, I would take that off. Cause that was like coming fresh.
When I listened to that, I had that one. And then what else do you have? Another one that is, oh no. Okay. Sorry. That's by Jeremiah and Ty Dolla $ign. Yeah. I thought FYT was also by Lil Yachty, but no, I listened to that and I was like, geez, Lil Yachty's in his feelings. This album.
No, he released this album.
And I was listening to the songs you put on there, and I was like, they're in their feelings right now.
If you listen to Lil Yachty albums, he always has one song that he's in his feelings. It's always just one. Like, it'll be one. It's usually towards the end of the album.
It's just Lil Yachty on a boat with his chains, talking about how someone is his forever world.
Yes.
He's living his best life.
But he has other songs that are, like, really, like sad. But Tom wouldn't like them because they're slow.
You're right.
But on to...
With I Spy every day.
But you literally, but five, yeah. So I was like, this is coming fresh off of me listening to like this album. Like for two of them, you can tell I was listening to these two albums on the right back when I made this.
Were you in your feelings, Amir?
No, I was just in panic
mode. This rotation is just really? Because we got some slow.
Yeah, no, when you guys said slow to jams. Throw a playlist. Because I listen to a lot of rap. But then I also listen to like majority R&B, but I'm not going to put R&B on this playlist. So I was like, I'm just going to put in the middle.
The same thing to you that they said to me when I said that I didn't put my screamy music on here. Just put your R&B
on
here.
But my R&B is also just older. But I was trying to go like kind of current. So then I jump into The Light, which I had been listening to this song for like the whole summer when it first came out. And then when they like announced the album, I was like, yes, this song is still good. It's one of the, like, the album's okay to me, at least. Like, you know, I like the, you know, relationship and like relation of voices between Jeremiah and Ty Dolla $ign. So I think this is like a
song. Is that how you pronounce his name? Jeremiah?
Yeah.
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 Okay.
Yeah. Then PYT, I like mostly.
It's PYT?
Oh, no. FYT. It looks like a P.
Michael Jackson, what?
No, it looks like an F on here, so I just kind of jumped.
And also because PYT is a boss,
yes,
so you're going to, you know.
Yeah. But FYT I mostly like because of the sample it uses, and that's basically it.
It's just a sample. I was going to say, because that one was also an In Your Feelings slow jam.
Yeah, no, it's a sample. I understand. I don't like French.
Sometimes that would come on, and I was like, this is the same vibe as Forever World.
Mm-hmm.
We're just...
And then Potato Salad was like whole last summer where I was like, not last summer, but the whole summertime, I was like...
It took a long time for them to get this on Spotify.
Yes, because I had to clear that sample. This is a good-ass song to me.
The intro to Potato Salad makes me laugh, and I love it. Is that Potato Salad?
So this came out at like maybe late July, early August, and it finally got on Spotify end of September.
Yeah, no, it
sucks because I was kind of like listened out.
SoundCloud, yeah, no, I was having to SoundCloud it out, and then when they finally put it on there, I'm like, I'm putting this.
I really hope. What are they calling their new album?
ASAP
and Tyler's
Wang Sap.
Yeah, Wang Sap. I really hope that's a thing and it comes out soon. So it's not more like this, dude.
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
I don't think it will be, but
I think Grinch is gonna know it from all their features together. I think it's gonna be like this. Because it was
was so good.
And then when he covered Kanye West's song, fucking, not Fade, but the one where he's in the fucking bathroom and a plane or some shit
I'm bad at watching music videos. I listen to music, but I very rarely watch music videos. Yeah.
Oh,
unless somebody specifically like this music video, watch it, then maybe.
Oh, it was a music video for the longest time, and then they switched, and they finally put out this like actual song because it was a sample.
Oh.
They sampled like a Missy Elliott song or something like that. And then 5 weeks ago. I'm completely like buzzed out of this song by now, to be honest with you. But
money.
I put money
I'm
on not, it.
I'm still in it.
Yeah, but you all caught it late. I caught it as money. Soon as it came out.
I listened to it the weekend it was released. Money. I just like, don't listen to it that often.
Oh, I'm dead. Like this song, I'm like, eh. I'm fine with it.
I got
it.
Bags in a coupe.
I like it. I like
touch
that.
Touch me. Money. Shoot.
That's it. That little money voice yeah. kills me every time.
And it's yep. like.
I feel it.
But what yeah. I was kind of.
Makes you feel like a bad bitch.
One thing that, yep, same. One thing that makes me laugh, though, is when I first was like listening to the song on Spotify and the Genius thing with the commentary on the artists and the songs that they do. I laughed at like, it was like not shade, but also low-key shade at the very beginning of the song. Genius introduces it as Cardi B's Cinderella story gets yet another song or like mm-hmm. yet another spotlight. It was basically them being like, she's talking about how she came from nothing and has money again. And I was yeah, like, I was pretty... like, well, that's not wrong. It's still a bop, but I mean, half it, of her stuff is like it's, a Cinderella story.
For me, it's mostly like she has... really good beats and her voice can carry the song.
Yeah,
her voice really carries it. If it wasn't for that,
such
if,
a strong
if presence. I had took this song and gave it to like anyone else, Tom would be like, fuck this
you
song.
You think that's true? Maybe.
I am 100% sure it's true. Cardi B is just like that talented at making like a song go. But yeah,
I said on the Genius thing in the middle of the song, it was like, this song was likely inspired by advice that Cardi B got from Kris Jenner. Apparently they hang out or something. Yeah, where she said,
I guess, I don't know.
People are always going to hate. Oh, that but it doesn't happen. Matter as long as you're making money.
That did happen. Yeah,
and then there's
she hung out with Kris Jenner for a while.
About money.
Yeah. I only thing like,
all Kris Jenner and I need is the money.
Yeah. I remember like this Thanksgiving I had heard this song. And what really throws me off because it was like the first time where I was like, I'm going to actually like listen to the lyrics of this song. And then there's a point, like in this song, she says, I mean, the only thing in the world that matters to me is money. But then at the end, she says culture. And it yeah. just threw me off. Because I'm like, I get it. You have a child.
I also have
culture.
A kid.
Yeah. I was like, you have a kid. Yeah. No. Yeah. I'm pro that. But
how are her and Offset doing?
They're solid, man. Mm. You know,
they are.
Yeah. They're really
Cardi
good.
With the Offset.
They, yeah.
I'm
they,
so happy
post,
I didn't hear
like,
something about fucking awesome.
They post thirsty pictures of each other. They hype each other up on each other's Instagram
yeah,
on a daily
wild.
Basis.
Yeah, mm-hmm. no, yeah. She said, I just seen a video of her saying, you're going to fuck me tonight to him, which was like, wow.
Two
or
couples
just,
that
or
I'm
just Offset walking around their house without his shirt on.
Yeah.
She just posts videos mm-hmm. and she's yeah. like, look at my hubby.
Two yeah. couples that I'm surprised are still together are... Offset and Cardi, and then
I think they do so good together.
I do
though.
Think they
well, feel like did cheat on him a lot. Around.
You mean he did?
Yeah.
Oh, I was gonna say.
Whoa, oh, hold you, on. Well, hold you started on. Off with saying
pause,
she, and I was
pause.
About to be like, what?
See, that is not
that.
Confirmed.
He cheated on her.
That is
a
not.
Lot.
We look. In his defense, we did not until we see him visually with our eyes, with another woman, having sex. That is not that it didn't happen.
Be careful.
He did
tonight
not,
on tonight
he did not have sex with
tonight
that woman.
On groupies, a male defending another male.
He did not
infidelity.
Have sex with that woman.
Shut up.
Did not have sexual relations
with that woman.
With that woman.
And then I was gonna say Travis Scott and Kylie Jenner are still together.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
That surprises
yeah.
me.
Yeah, that yeah.
Did you ever see that GQ video that they did? Where they like try to answer each other's questions.
And he didn't know
it.
Shit.
Travis, just like,
Travis Scott was like, But Tiger
yeah,
would have got Tiger would have got all those questions.
That.
Tiger was like, I
would have
That's
another
hit
thing. Like, those. Not that we are here to talk about the celebrities because we're not, but the hard thing about me and with them being together is that I kind of dug her with Tyga. Not that I give an F,
I didn't.
But
I
like it.
Said that gross, that
have
gross
you ever
thing?
Heard it stimulated?
Oh my, I remember, no, I'm sorry. We're throwing it back. One of the first groupies episodes last academic year that I was ever witness
to reason I know
was when I came
stimulated,
in the studio
baby.
And you guys were talking, you were throwing inside jokes at each
she's
other,
a big girl
Tom
dog,
and Amir,
stimulated.
About stimulated.
Yeah.
And I, who had listened to the song before, had heard it on Spotify, knew, but I wasn't witness to what created all these inside jokes. So I was like, are you guys talking about the song?
Yeah,
stimulated?
She's a big girl dog when she's stimulated.
That was a whole thing last year.
Dun, dun, dun.
Okay, I'm done now. I'm sorry.
Dun, dun, dun. No, yeah. No, I, yeah. So I wouldn't, like, if I had to go through, if I had to choose one song where I'm like, you need to hear this.
Potato salad.
I don't even know if it would be potato,
is that potato salad.
I thought that's what you'd say. That's not what I would say, but
it wouldn't be money.
I feel like a group consensus would still be potato salad. Because Grant digs that one a lot, yeah, and I dig that one a lot too.
See, it's like since it was so long ago, like I'm out of it, but I'd still go potato salad. Go out of your way to listen to potato salad. I also am just a huge Tyler the Creator fan, except for when he does Grinch stuff.
I'm not, but I'm still like that. Potato salad.
I'm not into
it. Right, it's your turn. Mr. Grinch.
Yeah, no, I don't want that.
Yeah.
You can keep
Mr. Grant.
I'm going to try and keep this it's short because speed we're it. Like an hour
yeah,
into this.
Yeah, super speed.
That's not fair on you, though.
It is honestly, fair for him.
They can go if they're bored.
It's all good. So I
the listeners?
Two back to back.
If it's too long for them, then I guess you can leave, but Grant has to speak now.
Two back to back women power jams. Sigrid, Sucker Punch, and Alice Merton's Lash Out. I put these two on here firstly because I saw Alice Merton live before I saw Vance. She was opening for Vance Joy, and I knew nothing about her. And then after I like streamed all of her stuff, and it's all really solid, like rock with a female voice, which is like sick. Yeah. So like
I agree. I like this song.
Word up.
This was a really cool song because I could just like identify with it. It's a good walking song too. Really upbeat.
So many walking songs this episode.
Spotify has a
playlist
called.
We gotta all go on a walk.
Spotify has a playlist called "Songs to Walk to." And I remember going, "What?" And then I'm going, "Okay, I get it though." Yeah.
I will admit the "Lash Out" by Alice Merton song sounds definitely like a Disney Channel song. At sometimes, I could see like it being a Disney Channel original song. That said, I'm a fan, and she was really good live. So if you ever get to see her live, that'd be awesome. And then Sigrid. She's a Norwegian singer. She's like 19. And
I didn't know she was that young.
Yeah. She came up with a song called, hold on. I should know this. Don't Kill My Vibe. You've probably heard of it at some point.
Kendrick? Question mark?
No. Totally different vibe.
That's what I think when I hear Don't Kill My Vibe as a song title.
No. And then she has pretty consistently released single after single that are just all kick-ass in some way different. She's really good at like making music that's about being strong-willed and like telling people to F off, but also like really being personal. And each song sonically is different as well.
Yeah, it's exactly what you think.
I don't know what I thought. I like this song a lot. This is probably my favorite that you have on here. When I was talking about originally, I said it sounds like something that'd be in like The Greatest Showman or something.
Yeah.
It's very, it lends itself really well to being like in a musical, I think. And it is really powerful. I like it a lot.
Yeah. I'm a really big fan of Sigrid.
I went through listening to her stuff after I listened to the song because I liked it so much. And I'm a fan as well.
Awesome. Yeah. Definitely go check out Sigrid's stuff too. She has a really good discography out so far. No albums yet, but like she has a really good EP that you should listen to. It's called Raw. Next up, I wanted to talk about Tom Morello because he's back and he made an album that is EDM.
Yeah. Is Tom Morello the guy from Rage?
Yes.
Rage Against the Machine.
He is formerly of Rage. He went to Audioslave with Chris Cornell and then he was a part of, he had a solo act for a while under a different name and now he's just making music under his own name. But he released this song this album, The Atlas Underground, and his idea behind it, I was reading an article, it was literally like, he thought one day, let me take a rock album and let me take some EDM producers and just mix it together and see what comes out of it. And so it's this really, really cool combination of rock and electronic and metal at times. Like, there's a lot of people on here. GZA and RZA? Is it RZA?
RZA.
I have no
RZA
idea.
And GZA.
RZA and GZA are both on here.
Okay.
It literally is that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, get no your comment. Mind out
Steve
of the gutter.
Steve Aoki, and I don't know if you know who Tim McIlrath is from Rise Against. The lead singer from Rise Against is on here. Marcus Mumford from Mumford & Sons. Vic Mensa. Portugal the Man. Weathen was on here.
Weathen
was actually how I discovered it. Weathen was promoting his song, this is the song that I put on playlist. It's called Every Step That I Take. It's really, really interesting. Definitely sounds like it'd be in a movie trailer.
It does.
It's really,
but I'm not sure. I don't think in a bad way.
Not in a bad way. No.
But it
definitely has potential.
Hey, you know what this is? This is a walking song.
It is a walking
every
song.
Every step that I take.
Like, this is, oh my, oh my.
And then Big Boy and Killer Mike made an appearance on the album too. And that's.
Need to take a second.
Sounded like that. If you guys listened to Run the Jewels at all, it sounded really similar to that. And then Knife Party had a song in here too. With
oh, them. Okay.
So it's like a really intense album. It's a lot of hard rock, and then like the guitars are screeched because they're like pitch shifted and like turned around with synths. It's all
it
really weird.
Reminds me a little bit of like what's that? 30 Seconds to Mars. A little bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like it. I think it's a really cool idea.
Yeah, and especially for someone like Tom Morello, who's literally a god guitarist.
Yeah.
To like just go out of his way to make something like this.
I feel like he's always kind of made weirdish music. Like a lot of Rage Against the Machine stuff is very different for rock music in general.
And it's very apparent Tom Morello's influence really on the music that he's into.
My roommate's favorite band, so I indirectly listen to. My roommate Becky, she loves Rage Against the Machine, so I indirectly listen to
surprising.
A lot of Rage Against the Machine. Oh, I know.
And she does not look like.
I know
would.
She knows it too. She dresses all girly. She says my favorite thing about Rage Against the Machine is when I dress all girly like I do, and then I drive around town with my windows down, blasting Rage Against the Machine, and people look at me and they're like, "What? What?"
I think Weathen on this track is interesting in general.
You
That's
should,
our boy Weathen.
Weathen also released his new EP, Volume 1 of Wallflowers, I think is what it's called. Really
Maybe
cool
Life
sounds
of a Wallflower.
On there too. Yeah, that's what it is. That has really cool sounds too. Weathen's like one of my top 5 artists right now.
I like him too. I think Weathen is like such a, like a bubbly EDM
I also
artist.
Like,
and then like this is not bubbly.
No,
so I think
this
that's
is
really,
really
cool that he's got to, that. It shows his like versatility a little bit, I think.
Yeah.
This sounds like something Amir would say. But I'm just going to say it. I also like Weathen's.
Ah. His name was originally Weathen.
Ah.
Weathatin.
Oh, really?
You would have.
And he changed his name because he was afraid of copyright strikes.
That's a good idea. You know, did you guys ever hear that rumor growing up that Eminem used to be M&M, but he got sued? That was like a big... Like a big thing that's when we were growing up.
I don't want to think about it because if that's
like
the
Marilyn
really
Manson thing, he removed his
Marshall Mathers. Come on, Eminem.
like he removed his bottom two ribs. It was like one of those things where you're like, is that true?
No, that is all not. Right. That does not even equate those
apparently,
two things.
Apparently.
Moving your bottom ribs and someone having their name be Eminem or MNM does not equate.
I'm just saying it was like
on
one
the
of those
rumor
things that wasn't true, but like you, I kind of grew up always hearing.
How do you know that the Marilyn Manson one is true?
He
the Eminem one is not.
He
like
said
clearly.
That, well, Marilyn, I guess I don't, but Marilyn Manson said that he didn't.
He's a lying face.
He's kind of weird.
He's a liar's face.
This
you,
is off
no,
topic.
You can't believe his face.
Killing strangers.
Let's talk about Disclosure. Yes,
so
it is. That's
if you guys know
new
Disclosure,
album.
They had a song way back out long ago that came on the radio. It was called Latch.
Yep.
You've probably heard it.
Yep.
I think it has Sam Smith on
it.
It
got
it?
So
that
big that
song?
Not only was it on the radio, but like different versions of it and covers of it.
Oh yeah,
were
that
everywhere
song,
too.
That was a banger.
Wait,
when
that
was
him?
Yeah.
Wow. That was Disclosure.
Yeah,
and
that
if
song
you
was
listen to this song, "Where Angels Fear to Tread,"
doesn't sound the
it's
same.
The opposite of what they've ever
this
made
sounds
before.
Like a song in the '50s was then they was then. Sampled, I guess, by EDM artists.
Yeah, so I'm almost positive that they discovered there's a band out there called Polo and Pan, and I was actually going to talk about them on our foreign artists episode, and never got the chance to. But they make that exact type of music. It's like French 1950s, 1960s, brought to speed with electronic vibes.
I like that.
So it's a really cool sound, and I feel like Disclosure found them, and were like, we're literally just going to emulate all of this. And they've dropped like 5 or so singles that are. Basically that music, but it like it's still good. Where Angels Fear to Tread is my favorite of the singles. I don't know if they're throwing up an album anytime soon because these all came out like summer and they're very summer vibes. So I'm not sure if they're just throwaways or whatever.
Yeah.
But this was a really good song and a very good vibes throw on the car ride song.
Yeah.
So
I agree. It's really unique.
3 more songs. I have Please Forgive featuring a whole fucking slew of people. Denzel Curry, IDK.
Accurate.
Zilla Cami. I don't even know who else is on this. I think it's produced by Powers Pleasant. Have you heard of this at all, Amir?
No.
Did you listen to it?
I listened to a bit of it. I'm not really into just type
Denzel
of sound.
Curry.
It's not even like I'm not into Denzel Curry because I thought his last album was really good. But I don't feel like this is like a last album Denzel Curry. It's like
This is like the only
throwback.
This is the one that I was like, yeah. Gotcha. It didn't feel like unique enough to me, where I felt like a lot of the other tracks in here, I was like, oh, this is something I feel like I haven't heard that much.
Yeah. Sometimes I'll find a song that's really in your face, and especially it's usually like in rap where it's like a really just, I guess in your face song that's like,
I'm going to punch you.
He's talking about a whole ton of shit, yeah.
Well, not punch you, I'm going to cut you.
Yeah. And the production on this is so good. I don't really have much to say about
this.
You're
a big fan of production,
though. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I don't really care as much.
You don't have much to say about what?
That song itself, Please Forgive. There's some decent bars on there, but it's not anything special. I just really liked the production on it. And I can also say that for this next song called Car Camping, it's by Goth Babe. It was actually on my Discover Weekly, so props to Spotify out there for keeping me alive with some new music.
I feel
music.
Like Spotify, my Discover Weekly is like super hit or miss.
Yeah,
sometimes I'll be like, whoa, all these are bobs. And sometimes I'll be like, what do you think I've been listening to?
Yeah, exactly.
I have something to say about that one, which is the fact that when I saw the artist name Goth Babe, I expected it to have a different sound than it had. I was Goth Babe, I'm okay. Totally. And then I clicked on it, and the Spotify picture for the user is a dude in the woods with a surfboard, and the whole album sounds very laid back indie. I am surfing.
It's literally surf.
It is. It's early morning surf, and their band name is Goth Babe. And I just wanted to point that out because that's interesting.
I want to point out it's unfortunate. A lot of their music doesn't really sound like this song.
Oh, really? I haven't gone past it, but I did like this one a lot.
There's one other that's decent. I think it's called Sometimes. But this is just a really chill song. I mean, I think they use the same sample over and over, but it's good stuff. It's good stuff.
Okay. This is really good, I think.
Yeah. And then last up, I had Conversations with My Wife. It's from John.
I was surprised that you put this on here.
Yeah. Why is that?
Because God forbid anybody put John Belli in on it when Tom is here. No. We have to talk about it.
I know exactly.
Last year you said you don't like John Bellion. He sounds too produced.
Yep.
That's why. You said that.
I agree.
I did say that. And
you were right.
I don't like John Bellion live. I like his music.
His new sound with Glory Sound Prep is very much different than the stuff that I didn't like beforehand.
Oh.
I think The Human Condition has some of this vibe on it, but it's very electronic focus, which I really am a fan of.
That's why I was surprised you didn't like it before, because I felt like Human Condition was kind of right up your alley in terms of electronic and pop, and it's I feel like he's got a really unique sound, and you're produced, and I was like, whoa,
I know.
Okay, it kind of took me aback.
Or maybe it wasn't might have been just the production in general I didn't like.
I think this album, his new one, I don't even know what it's called.
Glory Sound Prep.
I think this one is way more chill than Human Condition. I like it less because of that, but I did like this song a lot.
Yeah, this is a good album in general. I was very surprised to hear how it sounded. It's not usually the stuff that he produces. You'll still hear the same drums that he uses in literally every song, but otherwise there's some really cool things going on here sonically that I think are worth pointing out and just checking out.
Yeah, it's a cool song. I'm a John Bellion day one fan up in here.
And this definitely isn't the best song on this album, but this was the one that got me.
Conversations with My Wife has some... I feel like John is kind of like Logic in a way, which makes sense because they're day one bros. But they're always lyrically trying to make some point about something. They're trying to talk about things in society we have to fix or something. Absolutely. And Conversations with My Wife is very technology is taking over our life.
Don't want to be no digital
savior or
I don't want to be no digital something.
Yeah. I really I also off of this album really like JT and Let's Begin. I love that you name a song JT and you expect people to think you're talking about Justin Timberlake and then you're talking about John Travolta.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one too. Yeah, I listened to this the other day when I was playing video games, so I wasn't listening super intense, but it was a good jam.
And because I am me with my love for slow music, I really like Stupid Deep too. And also
that's one of his biggest songs, most popular songs on Spotify right now. It's actually it's in his top five.
Because it's very original John Bellion in a way of it sounds like The Definition. He put what is it? Human off of The Definition gives the exact same vibes as Stupid Deep. especially if you listen to the acoustic version of Human. Yeah. Anyway, I'm gonna stop talking about John
Bonham. I was very surprised that I liked any of that album because I had, like I said, I had had a predisposition about John Bellion and the how he sounds and what he's talking about. But this was, I was must have just been in a different mindset where I enjoyed this. I might go back and listen to some of his other stuff now.
Yeah.
John Bellion will get you in the feels. If you listen to Ma's Joint off of this song.
Yeah, that's a really good song.
About his mother taking care of his grandmother. Oh my gosh, right in my heart. Mm-hmm. Arrow through the heart.
Yeah. So that's my my thingy.
Do you have one that you'd recommend over all the other ones if you had to pick one?
My favorite thing was the Tom Morello really hybrid album. That's the most experimental on here. Yeah. And if you're looking for something new, that's one way to do it.
I agree. So what, did anyone have any final thoughts about anyone's...
This was cool.
I liked this. And also, I was worried that our episode wasn't going to be long enough, and it was way longer than it.
I think we had a 5-song limit that we all went over.
Well, we said like 5 to 7 songs, only one person went over that.
Yeah.
I didn't... I'm going to be real right now. It must have been said in the chat when I wasn't paying attention, because until you just said that right now, I didn't know we had a song limit. So that's why I went over.
You like barely touched on it.
Because I did not know we did. So
we said it because Amir added like 20 songs and we're like, hey, 5 to 7. And apparently just Grant and I heard that the first time. No, but it's, generally just shorter. But I would like is that sometimes I feel like I have like, I don't want to say like I have the most different out of anybody, but I feel like I have problems connecting with certain music that certain people bring forward, particularly Amir. Just I think we listen to significantly different music, but I feel good.
Lately you got a lot of, you don't really connect to mine either.
When the playlist was dropped, I felt good because when everyone made it, there was at least one song in everybody's rotation that I had already had on my playlist. So I was like, all right, good.
Yeah.
I have something to at least like connect to.
That's cool.
And then some people, and then yours is particularly, I feel like I dug almost everything on there.
I think I very much, it's been a while since I've done this, but I switched from like a hip hop, rap, heavy rotation back into like indie rock.
Yeah, that's where I am right now.
Yeah, so that's been interesting for me because I was in that phase for quite a bit, and I'm starting to go away from it. So I thought that was interesting to know because most of the stuff I put on there was like indie stuff and rock. So
I like doing.
Hopefully,
I like this episode.
If you guys are still listening at the end of this very long episode, yes, we gave you at least something. Something new that you haven't heard before. And if you want to go back to the specific, one song recommendations we pick, seek those out, listen, maybe you'll fall in love with some of it too.
Yeah. And we'll have these pictures out on our social media unless they already are out.
They're out by the time you are listening to this.
Yep.
And groupies_pod, that's our Twitter.
Yep.
So go check them out there. Like I said, there's also the link to the Spotify playlist, which is groupies:the rotation. That playlist will be active for the next 5 weeks or so until we do the next episode of this, at which point it'll be the new one that's up. So you'll have that much time to listen through it and choose what you like out of it. And let us know what you liked, what you didn't like, what you're listening to. Groupies_pod. We'd love to hear it.
Yeah. And then watch out for the B-side on Wednesday. We're going to be talking about just some general news. There's really nothing we could pull off from this episode specifically.
But used to do music news so often. Yeah. So
we're going
to
do a little recap.
We're going to do a little recap.
Talking about some drama. All that good stuff.
Keep jamming.
Yeah. With that said, thank you for listening, and we'll see you in the next one.